I believe that returning mission schools to churches does not mean government should wash its hands, abdicate its responsibility towards education, but they should be in partnership with the churches, for the churches to run the school, provide the logistics and all that, and allow churches to make input in the curricula that these churches are doing, where moral education will be supreme. Of course, we romanticize the past when we say that when mission schools were there, children were not doing that, children were not doing that. We cannot continue to cry over that. I mean, that the past is past. But what do we do now? If churches are made to run the institutions and they are made to contribute towards the moral education of our children, it will go a long way to help us. Perhaps when we were going to school in our young days through mission schools, nobody even talked about sex and so on. But perhaps today we may want to look at it from a proper moral perspective, from a proper Christian perspective, instead of simply saying don't do it, given rules. We may want to really engage children to see the dangers involved.
But Prof, did that help the situation, not to talk about it at all? Because the children know, the young ones know it.
Not talking about it didn't help. That's why I'm saying that even if the schools are to be given to the churches for us to promote moral education, we must look at it in terms of contemporary situation where we need to open up and discuss the implications, the negative implications of these things, you know, sex and so on. We need to talk about it. Parents must talk about it. But parents need education to be able also to help their children. You know, we assume that parents are not talking about it, but what are they going to say if they have not been equipped? Unfortunately, even chaplains in our schools are burdened with teaching to the extent that the moral education that chaplains are supposed to promote, they cannot do that. That's why some of us are crying that be in partnership with the churches to run these schools and free the hands of chaplains to ensure that moral education is given.
Prof, I want to disagree with you a bit on using religious organizations to educate children on morality. You go to some churches and you'll be surprised that some of the men of God are rather doing the opposite. They are counseling you, but on the other hand, they are courting you secretly. How about that?
Yes, I mean, nobody doubts that. But would you say that because of that, the churches have nothing to do in terms of the promotion of morality in this country just because some people are doing that? The Judas have always been among the disciples of our Lord. So you always have that. But let's not just look at that particular cases and generalize. We're talking about the church as an institution. I'm not just talking about individuals. Do we have a role to play in terms of the moral education of this country? Yes, we do. Those who have seriously studied the sociology of education will tell you that it was the technical and vocational training and apprenticeship that gave rise to the grammar-based education. So I do agree with the government that technical and vocational education is the only thing that will bring industrialization in our country. But you talked about the churches providing equipment. Let's always talk about partnership with the government, because, I mean, it's not somebody who is going to take over. Churches in partnership with the government providing the equipment and also the wherewithal for technical and vocational education to actually take off. Unfortunately, that is also very expensive. And so you find that even churches who have started with universities and others are teaching business, producing graduates who will not be able to find jobs for themselves. Yet we have the cocoon paste, we have the magazines, we have the locations, we have different places that we could really institutionalize, get people trained in this particular area, and then channel our education towards that so that when people get out, they know what they are on about. They will be able to do things for themselves. Again, you know, we are expecting the government to do everything for us. If we expect the government to do everything for us, we will remain where we are. The private ownership of our educational institutions becomes very, very, very crucial. I think holistic education would mean churches, business community, the government partnering together to ensure that pragmatic education is given to our people, that education will not simply be defined in terms of the grammar-based education, but that skills and other things will be very, very important. So people will live and not expect government to provide jobs, but they will live and create jobs for themselves and for others.